neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Searching and digging, what all of a sudden happened? Why Am Yisrael committed such a severe mistake? What's the source?
How did it happen? How did it happen? How did it happen?
Bitachon? Bitachon? Influence, right? What else? Bad influence, what else? Sablanut, patience. They have some in pharmacy. No, they sell. What else? What else? Is that. So they were they were misled, yeah. What else?
They have nothing to do better.
They don't have anything better, yeah.
Bad math.
The calculator was out of battery.
Bad company.
No, we're trying to find out what caused it. So now it's a very, very delicate point here that Mefreshim to point out. The way they express that Shablam Shalom is late, is not around. How did they say it? How did they say it?
Left us.
Panic.
No, how is it written in the Torah? No, how did they say it? Yeah, that's the matter of fact that that took place, right? But how did they respond to it? How did they express their feeling?
We didn't know what happened to them.
No. What does it say in the Torah? How did they say it? How did they say it? It says in the Torah, "Ki ze Moshe ha'ish im Moshe ku." Where is it? Moshe. Isn't that something? The leader, the authority, that's how you point out. Moshe. How could you talk to about somebody that saved you after 210 years of slavery? He took you out of such a terrible place. He passed you through the ocean. That's how you talk about him? It's such a disrespect. And how did he tell Aharon to make an idol for him? How did he say? Boom! Pasho! Get up! Do an egel for me! He talked about, as you know, Aharon was 60 years the leader of Am Yisrael. Boom! Get up! That's how you talk to him! Huh? So for sure, explain, this is the whole foundation of Avodah Zarah that they made because they had no respect, not for Moshe, not for Aharon.
Mechila, why they ask Aharon to make it? Aharon wasn't a statue maker.
Well, see, this is normal. Why? Because you always want somebody to blame your wrong act with. That's what the politicians is all about. The politics is all about. You don't want to be blamed for something terrible that you did. So that's why he says in the Torah, what does it say? Some beautiful thing it says. Ve'igov Hashem et ha'am al asher asu et ha'egel asher asa Aharon. Aharon? What do you mean? But he says here, asa Aharon, and he was punished. He lost his children. Why? Because he wanted to protect Am Yisrael. He wanted, the same thing that they did to Hur, they would do to him. Then Hashem would not forgive him. But here, they came to Aharon, they could have made it themselves. They didn't need to go to Hur. Why they had to go to Hur? But that's how it is. So he did it. He did it. But here, some real point. Zeh Moshe? Kum, aselanu, egel? So that's the whole base of Abba. That's a very interesting story. I'm very sad. Happened to be a boy that wanted to ask somebody for a date. Can you boo with that Hashem?
Amen.
We see him under the chuppah with that Hashem. So now, so the mother went to the girl, and then says, yeah, say shalom, no, are you possibly available? She says, yes, you know, she said, may I have your number? So she got the number, and so when you give your number, so then you wait, no?
Yeah, you expect it.
Yeah, if not the same night, so the next day, or a couple of days later to get a call, you know. Another week, two, three, nothing. Month, nothing. So I happened to be a member of the family that knew this family of the girl and the boy. So, because they wondered, you know, they came and asked for a number, but nothing. So they come to the family of the boy, and she asked the mother, you know, you got the number of this girl from this family? Say yes. So she said, you didn't respond, you didn't call. I said, no. I said, why? So she says, my son said, I cannot base my family on a napkin. I said, what do you mean? He said, when I asked the number from her, she took a napkin and wrote the number on the napkin. So my son says, if I worked that much that her number, as you know, were you going out to make it, you know, based off your marriage, family, this is not acceptable. Is it acceptable? Is it?
Yes.
Huh?
Of course.
Yes? Is it okay?
Sure.
Even the napkin has some smell to it. It's
been there
for a long time.
That person might have an ego of a mountain.
Ah. Well, see, when you give presents, like for a birthday, there are different ways to give. You can crumble the $100 bill, or you make a crisp one, or put it in an envelope, or put a card, put it in the envelope, or get a card and write and put the money in the envelope with including the card. What's the difference? The crumble money, crisp money with the envelope, with the card, or do you write?
What's the difference?
Why makes a difference?
But that one you have time to present it right. How do you know the girl was giving the numbers? There was no paper available, so she was the only thing was available was the napkin.
Mr. Tass is on for president.
Wait. Well, what's the difference between all these different type of giving?
The value is the
why
same.
You have time, the president, to prepare it in right way with respect to this? One, you just ask for a number, you cannot assume the situation and make a judgment.
Ah. Great. So that means if you have respect for somebody, you make the time.
Right.
Right, you make your time?
Yes.
Yeah. So that means if you don't have respect for somebody, you say, take it. Right?
That's good. Right.
So now here, so that means it's not that you have respect for somebody, because you don't have respect for yourself.
Yeah.
That's
all the best. Ah. Now, whatever the scenario was, but it does make sense. Why? Because, of course, maybe there's nothing around. Maybe, that was the only thing. But there are other ways to do it. Why? Because napkin, you throw it in the trash. If you have the mentality of the napkin and something that you want to base for the rest of your life, it doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. Took care of you for 60 years, something that has to be authority, that's how you talk to him? Out. It's nothing to talk about. So that means, when you respect somebody, as the Mishnah says, Ki mechabedai achabed. It's not that you have respect for somebody. To have respect for somebody is, that means you have respect for yourself. If you don't have respect for somebody else, that means you don't have respect for yourself. That means you're not respectable. That's all there is to it. And that's what here, the delicate point here is, how you can call an authority, somebody that helped you, somebody took you out of the problem, somebody that is going to do you good. He went up there to bring you something good. That's how you talk. Zeh, Moshe. Qum, asil la'anu elukim. And that's what the whole base here is. That the first ingredient that one should be aware of, any type of relationship, family, friends, members, do you have respect? The answer, you have to go think about it. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. That disrespect, the outcome is avodah zarah. That's all to it. And what is avodah zarah? Destruction. Khurban. And that's what happened. And that's what Torah is teaching us. Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.